Still going on. All right, your exercises. Let's see. Hey, Gina, what'd you figure out for litho?
I picked one because there was a couple of O's, so I just said ash and stone.
Okay. Litho. It sounds atostone, or it can be... Yeah, that's fine. Okay. Next one there, Eddie. Cosmon.
Of a world.
Of a world. Very good. Phanon. John.
From throne to the floor.
It should be plural.
Okay. Over from thrones.
From thrones, all right. Barry, what'd you get for D? Logoi nama, namoi, namu, sorry.
A word from Allah.
From
Allah.
From Allah.
Is it just one word?
Law,
is it words of Allah? Words of Allah or word?
It's words, isn't it?
Yeah,
words.
Words.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
It doesn't have to make sense. It's not actually a sentence. It's just to test you.
Huh?
Yeah,
I don't know. But it's the same spelling, isn't it?
I don't know.
Logoi, it says, logoi, is all words are logoi words. So you could say either, could you?
We probably, yeah. I have to check. Never mind. Yeah, it just could be words or O words, but I would check. I would just do words.
Words
of law.
Words of
law. Okay, vocative is probably gonna, you know, occur rare. Okay, so, all right. Who by Dan? Did you get F or G?
I thought you'd do E.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, do E.
He is saying to a crowd.
Yeah, he's saying to a crowd. Okay. Yeah. He's saying to a crowd. I like you to pronounce the words as well when you.
Oh. Legge. Legge.
Legge.
Legge. Hoklos.
Hakla. Hoklos. Haklo. Haklo. The Hoklos is our regular noun.
Haklo.
Cool. Legge Haklo. Excuse me. All right, there's that Lambano man. Lambano men. Lambano men. All right, Gina, did you get that one? Mm-hmm. Very good. We receive bread. Beautiful. That's how you translate. And John's over there. He, she, it. They, them, there. Trying to include all possible meanings.
We, she, it.
You know, there is a Bible out there called the Amplified New Testament. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. I've actually got a copy of it somewhere. They did that. They would take a verse, and they didn't do he, she, it, but they would take a verse, and they would give you much more wide meaning so that when they would say something, they'd have two or three words there to cover all bases, and it was really, really, it's like three times the size of a normal New Testament. The whole tithe of a Bible is the New Testament because they just add a lot of words. Anyway, okay, last sentence there. Who knows it? Did anybody try it? Dan, did you do the last one?
I tried it. Well, first of all, you have to say it, right?
Yes, sir.
Hot cloths. Hot cloths.
Hot. Hakui.
Hakui.
No. L.
Logon. Oh, logon. Logon. Nomo. Nomo.
Nomu. Nomu. Nomu.
Nomu.
Nomu.
All right.
Remember, kids used to grow up with this in the household being spoken. Namu.
The crowd is hearing the word of law.
Okay, good. Hears or is hearing, but hears is fine present tense.
Can you leave out that? As in, like, you know, like we receive bread or we receive bread. It's just easier to say bread.
We receive bread.
Yeah.
Okay, we see bread.
Yeah.
You can leave it out. You don't have to put I in front of it, or else the Jehovah's Witnesses are right when they come to John 1, verse 2, and the word was, well, there's no the there, so it must be
Oh, God.
Yeah. Okay. All right, 8. Let's hear Gina, number A.
Oh, in a place, Tapu.
Tapu.
Oh.
Or Tapo. Sorry, my brain's not working. Yep, I don't have mine written down. I have to do it from memory. B, Eddie, of a world.
No goal.
No world. World. Number 8B, of a world.
Cosmoa.
Cosmo. Alright, it's like OU is like house, Cosmao, I should say Cosmao, forgive me. Cosmao. Alright. House.
Oh, yeah.
Alright, so Omegon Upsilon is Ao.
I thought that was.
Oh, Cosmu is a group. I had house in there, in my mind. Sorry. Okay, because OU is in there as well.
Yeah.
All right, Cosmu. It should be Cosmu. C, John.
Philo.
For a friend. Okay. And next one. Barry, he takes a stone. Give me two words.
Lithos.
Yes, you like that O's, don't you? Lithos. E, Dan.
Yeah, I messed up here. We have bread for a world. I use another word here. Bread is
Hartos.
Hartos. I don't have that first word. I have the second word. I have chrono.
World,
chrono,
right? Chrono.
But I don't have
bread. You just need to have the bread doing something. What is the bread doing? Or what are right? We have bread. Yeah, I said chrono. Sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
Cosmo.
Oh, is that Cosmo,
yeah.
But what's... All right, how would you do Hartos? We have... Somebody help him.
We have... Oh, it's Ekumen.
Ekumen. There are all of those...
Oh, I had that.
Ebe. Yeah.
I thought I had the wrong word. I had...
You did have the wrong word.
Epsilon. Yeah, Chi. Omicron, mu, epsilon, nu. I had that written.
Right, you just had the wrong word as the root. Forgot the wrong, you had the right ending, just the wrong word.
Oh, I just put the, all I did was put the whole ending on, I guess.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Hmm. All right, Gina F.
You skip words, you go to the kitty,
like OAS
at the end.
Lacois. Cool is right. Eddie G. A law for a crowd.
Nomos hoklo.
Hoklo. For a crowd, right. Very good. Hoklo. Yep. John? A time at a place.
Kronos tapo.
Tapo is at. Is that right?
At a place.
Is that right?
Yeah,
at is locative. Yep. At a place. And then, oh friend, I wish to believe. He's looking at yours.
I just pushed the word. I didn't have
them. Oh, okay. John, what do you got?
File. Is it just an E at the end? How would I pronounce that?
File.
Oh, yeah. File, is it? File. File, hello. Gnoskeim? Oh no, sorry, no, I have pistu, I'm pistu, Epsilon Iota Nu.
Yeah.
Aim.
Okay, pistuing.
Pistuing, yes, pistuing. All right, tough, but fun. That's what you've got to do on your exercises. There are some more words we've got to move on, more words to memorize. Think of this one, ballo, I throw a ball. All right, ballo, I throw, ballo. Didasco, that's what I'm doing right now. I had people go, ha, didaskas. That's hello, teacher. So, didasco. I had to teach. Other things. Let's see. Egeiro. Egeiro. That's resurrect. I raise up. Alright. So one time you'll find God raising up Jesus Christ. Another time you get the Holy Spirit raising up Christ. Another time it says, I raise up myself, Jesus says.
Would that be the same word where he said he could raise up stones, or is that noticed?
He would raise, no, that's, raise well, maybe, but that was John the Baptist saying, don't think that you're children of Israel. God is able to raise up unto himself children of these stones, so it's pretty cool. I raise up. Egeiro. Egeiro. I'm trying to think of connecting words. You got, sometimes you just associate these words and it helps you. Dan, what's this?
Caruso.
Mm-hmm. I announce. I proclaim. I preach. All right. Caruso. It's a good word.
Caruso.
Oh, yeah. Caruso. Like the E and they. I was in Caruso.
Oh, my goodness.
Caruso. Caruso. He was a preacher. All right, Gina. Crino. Crino. I always think of cringe when you go over a judge. You're cringing. Oh, he's gonna get me in trouble. Don't cringe me. Crino. And then Eddie, what's that? I love this one.
No,
what's this? Sigma, tau, epsilon. Stello.
Stella!
But Stello is I send. It's amazing, huh?
Is it a different kind of send?
Well, there are different kinds, yeah.
Yeah.
I send. Yeah, they're just, I forget what the difference is now. I know that there are. So you need to be starting to create your list of all the words you've got to memorize. And go through them. Balo, I throw. Didasco, I teach. Egeiro, I raise up. Caruso, I preach, or I announce, I proclaim. Crino, I judge. And Stella! Stello, I don't know why it's Stella. Where did you get an English word Stella from? But I send. Usually a woman sends you, but I mean you're trying to send her. I don't know.
Stellar, the only word I can.
Oh, stellar. That would be from the word star, but not from Stello. I send. Yeah, that's a good connection. I hadn't thought of that. Okay, one more. A very important word. What's that, Barry? Pronounce it.
So. Sozo,
very good. That's where you get salvation, soteriology is sozo, something to save. Sozo, very, very good word. Okay, pronouns and prepositions, let's race. Gotta get you some thoughts here. Pronouns and preparations. Pronouns are words that refer to a person or a thing. That's already been talked about. So I could say, I asked John if he could drive. Where's my pronoun?
He. Oh, no, he.
Just he.
Yeah.
All right. John's the person. John is the, yeah, he's the subject, and he's actually a proper noun. But you don't want to say, I asked John if John could drive. You use the he to replace it.
Right.
So it, are words that refer to a person or thing that's already been talked about in a sentence, so you don't have to repeat the same word. It's kind of a noun, but its function is different from nouns in English, the noun in a Greek word. It is a word that is used instead of a noun to avoid repeating the noun. That's general. First, second, and third person pronouns. Words that take the place of nouns, like he, she, it, we, they, etc., etc., etc. They just take over so that you can talk about, you know, something and use a generic word in its place. So, now you have some... Now, what are these vowels here? These are thematic vowels. Sometimes they're there, sometimes they're not. Just don't worry about that. I just thought I'd say just for fun. But anyway, ego. All right, you ever hear of Sigmund Freud and your ego?
Yeah.
You're very egomaniac. All right, well, ego is thinking of I. That's the ego is I. All right? So first person pronoun, again, these are endings. Ego, emu, emoi, ma. Right? So if I say, if it's ma in there, it's my ball. Okay? It's my bread. Ma. Right? Now, ames. You have the A sound on this one. Ames. Amon. Amen and Amas. Here. Sue again. Soy. Say. Ames. Amon. Umes. Umon. Umin and Umas.
And that's not Umin.
It may be, but usually that's only if that's a word all by itself.
Right.
Okay. All right. So again, you're just going to use these charts, but you do need to be familiar with them. You go, what is that? Oh, that's a pronoun instead of a verb case ending. You see what I'm saying? You got to know the difference between a pronoun and a verb case ending. So that you know, oh, this is a noun, and it's talking about whether it's his or hers or its or they's. Okay? Another chart.
If you said my bread, does the bread become, you know, adjective or whatever? Do you make the ending on the bread? No.
You
want to say my
bread.
Usually you keep the endings the same, so yes, it has to change.
Yeah.
Okay? So you say Aimé Harte. Now, here are what are called third-person pronouns, and see, these are first and second pronouns. Third-person, are these in your list? Yeah, they are. Okay, here's your third-person pronouns, and your these are words all by themselves. Forgive me, I didn't say that correctly. These are words all by themselves. You'll see these words all the time, okay, in your text, and it's he, they, it's the general third person, because the writers of literature 2,000 years ago never talked about themselves like we do. I mean, all of our books are, I woke up early and I took a stroll and I ate my breakfast. It's all about me. But when you find John writing about himself, in the Gospel of John, he says, the disciple whom Jesus loved leaned upon his breast. He never said himself, okay? So he always put it in the third person. He always never attracted attention to himself. So you just got autos, auto, auto, auton. These things you ought to instantly recognize, that is third person. Autoi, auton, autois, autus. Aute, autes, aute, autain. Autai, auton, autes, autas. Auto, or auto. Auto, autu, auto, auto. Auta, it should be auta, sorry. And then auta again. And then auta again, auton, autois, and auta. And again, you're going to figure it out by context. It's just going to be general. But these ones you're going to see all the time. Sometimes you'll see feminine, sometimes neuter.
So his or whatever, would it be auto hartas? Or do you have to change the hartas and his bread, you know?
No, not always. Not on the third person. You'll see it. Remember, like we were doing... Let's go back here for a second. Oh, this is ridiculous. Should be a fast pre-bird. Where do we have... That's already...
I'm unlearning.
I know. Where did we do that where we saw the... the adjectives. Here we go. You see how here, this is just the, okay? You'll see anthropou. Usually they have to match.
Right.
Usually they have to, but not always, because sometimes if they do match, they actually change your case or they change your verb action, they change all kinds of things. So usually they do match. Okay. All right. You're just going to have to get used to working. If we had to translate from English back to Greek, you'd really be in trouble. Okay. Because of trying to figure that out. All right. So just usually they have to match, but not always. Because they can change it pretty seriously. All right. I'll go back. All right. Just a couple of other pages before we get into pronouns, prepositions, and just introduce that subject. The personal pronoun he is autos. Okay, it's just general. Now notice, it's a general personal pronoun. If it's possessive, it's my thing, then it's imos. Autos is just he. Imos is my. A reflexive. Now you hear the word, he's reflecting upon himself, okay? Mm. Reflexive, it's myself. Imautu. A reciprocal pronoun. Now this is, you'll find love one another. Okay? You'll find one another. I remember when I was a new Christian, I thought that's a strange phrase. Why do I keep seeing that? I looked it up. And I found hundreds of times where one another comes up. It's an interesting way of talking about people. And it's throughout, it's called a reciprocal pronoun. And how do you pronounce that, John? Alelum. Alelum. All alone. But it doesn't mean all alone. It's alelum. Reciprocal of everybody. Okay, relative pronoun. Relative means, it just means anybody. Who? You know, whosoever, we would say. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The who, that's a simple has. Okay? So when you, an interrogative meaning a question, interrogate, interrogative is who? Who did this? Right? So you'd say tis. And an indefinite pronoun, you don't know who you're talking about, you just say someone that's just plain tis, without the accent. And the demonstrative pronoun, if I can demonstrate, if I can prove who did it, then it's hautos, I believe it's hautos. Okay? Demonstrative. All right, now these are things that I just ask you to get familiar with. We're going to have times, usually, not today, but we will take time to review. I will just go over and over these things with you to get familiar with. Partly because some of them are going to be in your final, but partly because the more you get familiar with it, the more you'll be able to rapidly go, that's this, that's that, that's this, that's that, and be able to go and find the answers to your in your tools for your translation. Now, prepositions. Let me introduce this, and then we'll deal with it more next week. And by the way, next week we will have a quiz, so don't freak out. Prepositions are words used to show relationships between two objects, usually myself or a person and an object, or my person and myself and somebody else. So prepositions are, what am I doing? Am I coming to it? Am I passing by it? Am I going under it? Am I going over it? That's a preposition. Now, somebody drew this up and said, "Oh, this is called a spatial representation of all the Greek words and what they do to that box." Okay? So, you see these words? Alright. Hooper. Hooper means above. Epi means upon. So again, you have this box. You can be above the box. You can be on the box. You can be under the box, hoopo, and you can be beside the box, para. We say a parachute, but a parachute is kind of usually above you, but you keep it on your back. It's beside you. Para means beside. Look at the word here, ek. Ek means you're coming out of. So we have the word ekklesia, which is the word that we have for church. An ekklesia means that you come out of something and you're in something new. Ekklesia means that you are not being a Christian in the world. You come out of the world and you are a Christian now. Yes, you're still in the world, but the world has nothing on you anymore. You've come out of it. Amen? That's the meaning of the word. So, apo, you've gone away from. So, all of these words, dia.
Apostasy.
Well, just because, yeah, very good, very good. Just amazing what words you come up with. Then, I would come up with more positive words sometimes. Heresy, apostasy, hell, damnation. All right, never mind, we're in trouble here. I'll go back here. So we got dia, all right? Diagnose. If you're diagnosing something, you're going through step by step trying to find out what the problem is. Dia. Alright? Ice goes into. It's heading into. So if I'm coming to this pulpit, I'm icing it. I'm coming up to it. And so all of these things. Now there's a couple of extra ones. Anti. You see that word? Alright? Over against. It's somebody who's trying to come up against it and fight against it. That's over against it. And then pro, do you hear the word pro, pronoun, professor, pro means something that is before others, okay? It can have lots of different meanings. It's just trying to give you a basic meaning. That's right. And then Apiso is behind or after. Apiso, I'm sure I remember how to pronounce that. Apiso. And then soon, it's with, meta. It's a dative with, genitive, we say a meta. Metamorphosis, what do we say? Why can't I think of metaphysics? I was trying to think of that word. Meta means there's physics and then there's something in another dimension. Metaphysics. It's with it, but it's not connected, you know? All right. So, and that's also in the genitive, it's after. All right. You'll find this word. You see kata?
Okay.
All right. All your Matthew, Mark, Luke, John was written. It says kata mathion. Alright? It means written down, and we would translate it as according to Matthew. Alright? Somebody wrote it written down. So, but in a preposition, it means it was down. It was put down. Because it was verbal before, now it's written down. Alright. You're going to want, let me just tell you this. You're going to hate me, but you will have to memorize this chart. On every one of them babies.
Even with the ablative and the genitive and the...
Well, yes. Why not? Why not? Okay. You got plenty of time. Don't worry. Only about 6 weeks left. That's all right. Okay, next week you're going to get some more verb endings and a quiz. Not bad. Okay. All right, so you got some fill-ins there on your preposition. See if you can find out what they are. Like, what's Anna?
Anabaptist.
Mm-hmm. There's your little bullet items there. See them? What is Anna? And what's Dia? And what's Para? So, just a couple of fill-ins there you'll want to find out. Okay. All right, let us take a break. You're doing very well.
Yeah.